The Game and Fish again asks hunters to have their harvested deer and elk be tested for chronic wasting disease. Next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman, I'm Ray Hageman. Stay tuned. As the 2026 hunt season gears up in areas across Wyoming, the Wyoming Game and Fish wants to remind hunters to have their elk or deer tested for chronic wasting disease. Game and Fish needs help from hunters this fall to collect lymph node samples from deer and elk for chronic wasting disease testing in focused monitoring hunt areas across Wyoming. Hunters have played a critical role in helping Game and Fish understand the disease and achieve CWD monitoring goals. CWD is 100% fatal to infected deer, elk, and moose. Continued monitoring of CWD over time is important to help Game and Fish understand the potential impacts of the disease as well as evaluate future management actions. There's multiple ways for hunters to submit their animal for testing. Hunters can visit a game check station, drop off the animal at a Game and Fish regional office, or collect a sample themselves by following online guidelines, then submitting the sample directly to the Wildlife Health Lab. Animals harvested from any hunt area, even outside of focus areas, will be accepted. If you hunt in a focus area selected for monitoring or mandatory sampling, you might receive additional communications about how to submit CWD samples. Hunters can view 2026 monitoring and mandatory sampling areas online to determine if they may be asked to participate in surveillance efforts. Results from Game and Fish surveillance are typically accessible online within 3 weeks through a hunter's website dashboard or within 10 working days via the Wyoming State Veterinary Lab in Laramie for a fee. The online information is available on the Wyoming Game and Fish Department website. To minimize risks and meat processing costs while waiting for results, hunters should quarter and freeze their meat, wear latex or rubber gloves during field dressing, minimize handling of brain and spinal tissue, bone out meat, and refrain from eating the brain, spinal cord, eyes, spleen, or lymph nodes. Processing tools should be cleaned of tissue and disinfected in a 40% household bleach solution for at least 5 minutes before rinsing. Hunters can further assist wildlife management in the state by reporting any sick animals they may see, having harvests tested in designated focus areas, and adhering to Wyoming's carcass transport and importation regulations. More information about chronic wasting disease and interactive maps, again, can be found on the Wyoming Game and Fish Department website. The Wyoming Outdoorsman is a program produced by the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.